If you love a good comedy, well then listen up. Our guest for our podcast today on 1015fm.com.au is Deb Hossack. She is the stage manager at Act One Theatre Strathpine, and they've got a cracker of a show set in the swinging 60s coming up, Billy Liar, the beloved laugh-out-loud British comedy with heart about a small-time Yorkshire teenager with a big imagination. And, well, let's dive in and get into the story from Deb. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Now, tell us about our Billy Liar.
Well, Billy Liar, as the name suggests, Billy is a little bit of a white liar. So Billy lives with his family, and it's a great play. It's such a funny play. He lives in the 1960s. In a town in Yorkshire, and it's a bit of a, you know, working class family. So he lives with his parents and his grandma, and Billy's, he's, I'd say, late teenager. He's got a job that he doesn't like in the funeral home, working as a clerk at Shadrach and Duxbury's funeral home. So Billy's a bit bored. His stories are escalating. Everywhere he goes, they get bigger and bigger, and he doesn't think he's going to get found out, but he does. He's got one, not one girlfriend, not two girlfriends, but more, and they're all starting to turn up. His father's getting a little bit annoyed with Billy, so you'll have to come and find out what happens.
It's sounding like a real good plot, Deb.
It is. It's a very funny, funny comedy, but there are some very, very touching moments as well in there.
Good.
And it's very, very interesting because Billy Liar, it was originally a novel and it was written by Keith Waterhouse back in 1959. You normally find that these, when novels are turned into plays, they're written by other people. But Keith went on to turn this into a stage play himself, then a movie, and then a sitcom. And it's, they're all written by the same people. So some of your listeners may have seen this movie, may have read the book. So if they come and see this play, they might recognise some of the bits. And I love this. We actually all watched the sitcom and the movie and we went, oh, look at that. So it's great because you can recognise the characters and you can recognise little bits and pieces. And it was also turned into a stage musical as well, which is fun. I've never actually seen this one story being turned into so many things and the same story carried through. It's really, really interesting. I love it. It's great.
Now, Deb, I believe the set of the production is pretty well 60s through and through. Is that right?
It is. We're having a fantastic time, I must admit. I've gone back home to Mum and Dad's place a few times and gone, we've still got that telephone stand under the house and it was still there. So we've got the old stand from my childhood, you know, the old seat with the that you pop the telephone on the on the tray. That's on stage. So there's a few things from my childhood there. Not, I'm aging myself a bit now. but that's there. We've got some great things. So, yeah, I love finding the old props and sets from the 60s and things. And we've got some fantastic costumes as well. And, of course, being set in Yorkshire, we need to have the accents. And we're very lucky that John Sayles, our director, he's a great guy. He's actually written a few novels himself. He's actually an Englishman from North England, so he's helping the cast with their accents. Some came in doing really well at accents already. Some have had to learn, but it's a great learning curve for everyone. Every actor needs to know accents, so it's really good. Everyone's been having a really great time with doing this, so we can't wait for everyone to come and see it. They've been working so hard. It's a brilliant show. I'm really, really proud of everyone and really pleased with how it's going.
Good. Now, Deb, it opens on?
We open on Friday, June the 5th, and we run for 3 weeks. So we're doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 weeks. We've got a matinee on Sundays at 2 p.m. The evening shows are 7:30. And we're, of course, at Act One Theatre at Strathpine, just near the train station there. So people can head to actonetheatre.com.au and it will direct you to our website to book. It's a lovely little theatre. We're doing some work there, fixing up little things, and it's a beautiful heritage listed building. So we'd love for everyone to come and visit us and watch our show and be part of our community. Yeah.
Look, what a fantastic insight, Deb, into what promises to be a brilliant production. A huge thank you, Deb Hossack, stage manager at One Theatre Strathpine, for joining us today and giving us a behind-the-scenes look at little old Billy Liar, from the Yorkshire accent to the 60s props and some from Deb's family home. It's clear that the cast and crew are having an absolute ball bringing this beloved classic to life. And remember, Billy Liar opens, as Deb said, on Friday the 5th of June and runs for 3 weeks at the Old Pine Shire Hall, 238 Gympie Road, Strathpine. And there's really easy parking as well, so don't panic about that. And head to the act1theatre.com.au to book your tickets and find out a whole lot more. Get in early and grab a good seat. Search 1015fm.com.au for more podcasts on our local authors and performances. Thanks again, Deb.
Thank you.